Congressman Wagoner, sir.
Hi, Mr. President.
Joe, just wanted to thank you for your help today. That was really great.
I'm always glad.
And we do appreciate. I was going to mention that I'm inviting down. I thought I'd just invite down fellows that voted to say in the veto. In fact, if you don't mind, I'm going to have a few of the senators too who stayed in the other one. They so seldom do. And for Thursday afternoon about 5:30. So if you're free to come, I. Give you a little pop. And,
yes, sir, I can come, Mr. President.
Yeah. We'll invite all your 24 colleagues, too.
Sir. You know, we got...
I know it's mighty tough, too, for you fellows.
It's not tough, Mr. President.
Well, it really is, though, Joe, because I know when the party guys put the arm on me, I always used to hate to vote the other way.
Well, some of them make it a bigger task than it really is.
Really?
But
yeah.
I think that if we will sustain this... two or three more of these vetoes, we'll have our problem quipped.
And then we can get to work on other things.
Then the people in this country are not going to sit still, Mr. President, for us to sit here and play partisan.
Well, I think they want us to get to work, Joe, on things like...
the country to produce something.
Like next Wednesday, you know, I'm having the... I'm just thinking I had the trade thing today, and the trade bipartisan thing today, and it's very important legislation and unemployment compensation. Then next Wednesday we're having a very big one on energy. Well, now taking a whole energy thing, my God, Joe, that's going to be a lot of work. And take your state. You fellows are all wrapped up in that. The price of gas, for example, and the Congress has got to get the hell off its ass and get to work on that stuff. You think so?
You're right, sir. You're completely right, Mr. President. You know, we had people like Bob Gimo and Eddie Bolin and Martha Griffiths vote with us, who are really not sympathetic with us.
Really? Eddie Bolin? Is that right? Well, I'll be darned.
This was his sort of anti-rural vote, really.
Ah, I see. I get it.
And not really with us. They'll do it on just a rare occasion.
But sometimes, I'm glad we'll give them a chance. Pat them on the back.
Nothing wrong with that. You know, I came back from Louisiana. Secretary Connally, Governor Connally, was in my district last night and today.
Oh, yeah.
We had him over as a guest for this Holiday in Dixie Spring Festival that we have
here,
and we had a party for him last night. Right at 1,000 people. It was sponsored last night by 400 men who underwrite this festival. They call themselves Ambassadors Club.
Yeah.
It's a 10-day festival, and we had a real nice party for him last night, really first class.
Yeah.
And then today he spoke to a joint civic club luncheon.
Right, like Rotary and all those, yeah.
And, yes, sir, that was the nature of it, and he had 1,400 people there. So they turned out for him, and I told him when I invited him, extended the invitation for the group, that I'd introduce him at the luncheon. They had asked me to, but when this developed, I got in touch with him. In fact, I went home this weekend.
Yeah.
I said, boys, I'm sorry, but when the party's over Monday night, I'm going back to Washington. That veto not going to lose with one vote, and it'd be mine.
Yeah.
I introduced the governor by telephone to the group, and I had a telephone report, and he made a tremendous impression.
All right. I'm going to see him Thursdays here in Washington to talk about a few things. He's on the outside advising us on energy, you know, among other things.
President, we can, in my personal opinion, deregulate new gas discoveries.
I've got that in there.
But I do not believe we have
not the old
to deregulate old.
If you do the old, first it's going to be highly inflationary right now at a time that inflation is pretty tough. And the problem we got now, Joe, as you know, the reason this inflation is tough is that we got a hell of a boom on our hands.
Yes, sir, we have.
And so it's sort of good in one way and bad in another, isn't it? You know, there's labor shortages all through the South, they tell me. In the stuff, the skilled stuff, you know.
Yes, sir.
Right now, today, you can't get anybody to do any work.
No, sir. Mr. President, most people don't want to admit it, and you've been the brunt of a lot of demagoguery about meat freezes. The truth is, there is a shortage of a great deal of food in this country. Meat is one of them. This follows such things as energy, but we're headed for a fiber shortage, too. You wait till yeah. early fall, and it'll be in focus then, too.
But the point is, isn't it because sure people have got more? People are buying more. Isn't that the reason?
No question. Right. You see, we're not getting the normal demand increase, just an increased population increases.
Yeah.
We're getting the affluent demand.
And we're getting it not only, Joe, from the United States, but from all over the world.
Yes, sir.
I mean, Europe is richer, Japan is richer, even places like Singapore are richer.
We have to say that there's something good about that.
Yeah. I'd rather be that way than the other way, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir. I like your trade proposal. I don't think...
It's a good one, I think.
I won't have any trouble with it.
We had Wilbur down today, but I figure... I do think you'll like it. It just gives us the tools we need to do the job.
Yes.
And as I told the boys today, I said, look, I know some of you figure this is giving power to the president. I says, now I know all this argument down there. And I says, I don't want any more power. I says, this just puts the monkey on my back here for this stuff. But the point is that I can't send a negotiator like Eberle abroad to negotiate with the Japanese or the Germans or us. And then the guy on the other side of the table says, look, I can do this. And Eberle says, oh, wait, I got to check with the Congress.
Well, that's the old,
I says, I can't make any deals that way.
That's the old labor management proposition.
Right.
Labor management makes a commitment. Labor goes back and checks it out with their locals.
Right. And you see, the point is, we want to be sure, Joe, that our negotiators, and you're in committee, you ought to just say, it isn't the president. I don't want a bit of it. They can always vote the president out of office. But the point is, we have got to see that our negotiators, in order to get the right kind of deal for American goods, go up or down. And right on the spot, they got to be able to do it.
When we get a quid pro quo, we've got something we can live with.
That's correct. That's correct.
And I like the proposal. It's okay. Now, you know, 10 years ago, I'd have said no soap, but I'm somewhat more of a free trader now.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to send you down a newsletter, Mr. President, on taxes that
good.
I just did last week that's hitting the mail today.
Good. I'd love to see it.
I think you'll find it suits you all right.
Good deal.
I believe it will.
Good deal.
I sure do appreciate you calling me.
Okay.
I try to help every time.
Tomorrow, I'm going to, when you come down, I'm going to call on you for a couple of words, and Jerry, and of course, you, and one of our Democratic friends on the other side.
Is it Thursday you meant?
Thursday. I'm always thinking, tomorrow I won't be here, but Thursday,
yes,
gives you a day to rest.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Dorbit Day may sustain another veto tomorrow, then I can give you an extra drink.
Well, I guess the older Americans is next.
Oh, God, that's tough.
No, it's not tough at all, Mr.
Okay.
President. Those,
it's a bad bill.
Well, it's a bad bill, but these boys, the older Americans, are willing to settle it in conference now.
Oh, good.
Confrontation.
Good. Oh, good.
The other day, now, this is firsthand, the other day they came to see Al Quie and their representatives came to see me and said, will you find out? And we put it into the mail and said, we do not want a confrontation. We're willing to settle this thing without a veto fight. And all we want is some sort of a going program that'll help us. And we're not talking about a multi-year. We're not talking about massive increases or anything else. So this one can be settled, Mr. President.
Right. That's good. That's good.
Okay.
I hope we can. I've been trying, of course, to go over to Brian Dorn to try to settle those veterans ones, because those will be terribly hard for us.
Well,
you
would be overridden on a veteran.
I know that. And that's why I say I want to settle them rather than be overridden, because frankly, I don't want to veto a veterans bill.
No, you don't.
You know, after all, that's after doing all this thing. And say, what do you think of those POWs? Aren't they fantastic?
They give me faith.
Flynn was in to see me yesterday, I'm only seeing the top four. I saw him. The top Navy man to Stockdale, and boy, they are fantastic men.
They really are.
What they've gone through.
When they talk about faith in their God, faith in their country,
they believe it too.
And then they said, and faith in their president, whoever he was when the time came.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
Whoever he was when the time came.
Right.
That's great.
One of them, I said, I know a lot of you, I mean, you may have noted that a lot of people in the Senate voted overwhelmingly to trade prisoners for Get Out. And Flynn spoke up and he said, listen, he said, we wouldn't want to come home that way. He said, we didn't want to come home that way. We wanted to come home with honor. He said, the said the slogan in their camp was Home with Honor.
Home with Honor.
Yeah, and then when I finished it, I said, well, Colonel, he's now General, Brigadier General, but I said, Colonel, I said, you've suffered a great deal for your country, and I want to express the gratitude. Mr. President, he said, I haven't suffered. He said, I'd go through it all again. He says, how else could John Peter Flynn be standing here in the office of the President of the United States? How do you like that?
That's great.
It really, really moves you.
It sure does.
These guys, he'd been 7.5 years in that damn stinking jail. Well, anyway, we'll see you tomorrow. Thursday.
Thank you, sir.
Well, okay.
I stayed up all night, didn't even pull my clothes off last night. I got in here at 7:46.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Went to shave and bathe and came to the office to work on the veto, and after the vote, it was worth it.
All right, okay.
Thank you, Mr. President. We'll see you Thursday,
bye.
Sir.